Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Anna says, it's cold in here, bubs.
It is.
No, it's cold in here. Can we do cryotherapy?
Well, it reminded me of it. I'm like, if we're going to make ourselves cold, it might as well be,
then
you know, Blitz, extreme
then,
cold.
Then Blitz said, we can do shut the fuck up therapy.
Yeah, no shit.
I think he said bitch, too.
He was like being so nice to me right before we opened the door. And then he tries to be all Susie badass.
Right. But I know how deep down he really is.
He's a sensitive soul.
Lummy.
No, he knows what I really say about
Yes, Bubba.
What's wrong, yeah, right. Buddy?
No, nothing. Why?
Are you freaked out about the time off?
Yeah, he was talking to Ashley for like 16 minutes out there freaking out.
Lummy, tell me right now. Hold
Ashley,
on, Lummy.
You have to hold that baby in forever.
Lummy, honest to God, have your baby whenever you're going to have your baby and take as much time off as you want, buddy.
I'm glad Anna thinks she knows everything but doesn't know anything.
Whoa.
Someone needs some.
But, Lummy, you all right, buddy?
I'm perfectly fine.
Lummy, do you need some snacks?
Yeah, I'm
fine. What do you want? I'll get you something. What do you want?
You know what I like to have?
Get some pretzels.
You want some pretzels, Lummy?
No, you
want some. You
know what I want?
Yeah, what do you need?
I want some Cheez-Its and ketchup.
Oh, do you? Well,
you have the cheese. You have the ketchup, right?
Let me see.
Is it cold? You can't have warm ketchup. That's nasty.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's got to be name brand.
Yeah, Heinz only. Yes, I'm good. If it ain't Heinz, it ain't mine.
All right, I'm going to bring you some Cheez-Its, Sponge. What do you want, Lummy?
I don't need anything.
Yeah, Lummy, you do. What you need?
Lummy,
you need
quit,
a snack.
You're hangry, okay, buddy?
Yeah.
So quit fucking around.
You want some popcorn? You want some pretzels? You want some Cheez-Its? What you want?
Yeah, let's take some popcorn.
Bubba, do you get grossed out by the ketchup jizz? The pre-cum?
No.
You got to shake it first.
I give it a little shake.
You got to shake it, but sometimes you can't help it. You get the pre-cum.
I don't.
No, not if you shake it the right way.
But even if I don't shake it and I get to pre-cum, I don't give a fuck.
Okay, you don't care. It's watery.
Just the watery part of catch it. Fuck it.
Hey, Sponge. Would you rather have some ice cream cake?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Okay, I'll cut you a piece of
Do you
of
want
that
me
then.
To cut it?
No, you got to be in the studio.
Oh.
Whoa, Lummy.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I was going to get the phone. Scooter called.
It's just the Febreze. He's knocked over.
Sorry. Scooter, it's not in a bottle.
Is right. Scooter on the phone right now?
Yeah, Scooter.
I'll get you a piece of ice cream cake.
Oh, yeah.
Lummy, would you like a piece of ice cream cake?
Lummy, please eat an ice cream cake with me, please.
Yes, I will.
All right, I will have a little
Lummy,
piece.
Lummy, it's your fucking cake.
Anna, would you have a little piece?
No, of course.
Anna, will you please have a little piece?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Fucking see?
Okay.
Whoa.
Hey,
I mean, he's not wrong.
Scooter, you there?
Yo, yep.
So now, what's going on in Scooterville, buddy?
Where do you want me to start at, pal?
Well, I want you to start at, let's talk about the Dollar General cricket.
Okay, after my ex-baby mama decided to haul ass for some other guy, I got really drunk and met her.
Had her come over.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then she called, and, like, from a weekend bender, Scooter...
She's in love with you,
by the
way.
She likes you a lot. You know that.
Yeah,
I know.
Big E, 7375, get the 5 subs.
No, thank you, Iggy. So then she calls in, and, you know, you guys are supposed to whatever. Now there's another one that you're seeing, and then possibly another one, and one of the other ones might be pregnant.
Yeah, well, I met that one girl that knocked up Rachel... At one of them bounce places I took my daughter to.
Oh, well,
how many kids do you have right now?
One.
Oh, okay.
You got one daughter.
And, one daughter.
And from your baby mama, who's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
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 And you guys are trying to get back together. Now, how old is your daughter, Scooter?
Four.
Okay. So you're like probably got 50-50 custody, get her every other weekend, like you try to do cool.
100% custody.
Oh, wow. That even makes you a better father. I appreciate that more. Big E, 75, 76, 1,200 bits.
Wake up every morning, take her to my mom's house to watch her while I go to work.
Aww. Fantastic. You're a
great
real
dad,
man, my friend.
Like that.
So that even makes the baby mama a bigger piece of shit because she doesn't even have part-time custody of her kid.
Nope.
No, so you don't need to go back with her. Okay, that's just...
Oh, no, it's better. She still comes around.
Now, does she have a relationship with the kid?
Somewhat, but she comes around because she wants to fuck.
All right, so your child's
not
mom,
she wants to be a mom,
who's your ex, doesn't want to come mm-hmm. around and see the kid. She wants some of that Scooter dick.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Scooter, you must be throwing the dick good. And Paul, you got a bunch of crickets that are breaking her back over that dick.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So the Dollar General crick calls in. She's all love story. You're at work. She's fixing to have the house picked up and a quick little noon fuck. And then you're taking her to work. And then what happens?
Well, a couple of days later, I go take my daughter to the, one of them bounce house places, whatever.
Right now, hold on. Is the Dollar General crick still up in the cut, or is she back over her trailer?
No, she's out. She's gone.
She's gone. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're at one of these bounce house, take your kid to one of these little bounce houses, and they bounce, they jump up. Thank you, Blitzy.
Yeah.
Blitz, that's a little big, buddy. So you go to this now. Hey, Scooter, would you say is that a new Iggy for the boys? Go to the bounce houses because that's where the whores are.
Hey, it seemed to work.
All right, so you go to a bounce house and you how's it? I'm riveted. Take it from there, buddy.
All right. Well, what happens is my daughter starts playing with that Rachel girl's kid.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to talking. I'm like, hey, what are you doing later? I'm like, you want to come over to the house? So we set up a weekend. She comes over and we blast.
Now, how hot is she?
I sent you a picture.
Lemmy's got pictures of her.
I sent you a picture, Bubba.
That's the one that you sent earlier, Lemmy?
No.
Is it a new one?
No.
I
the newest one.
Oh, this is the bounce house.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of like the one from earlier, Lemmy.
Oh, yeah, that was my waitress from lunch yesterday.
The one that, did you fuck her too?
Yeah.
No. Scooter, so earlier today I saw this kind of attractive girl that I got a picture, and that was a waitress from lunch, and you done fucked her.
Yeah.
Now, had you ever met her before, or lunch was the first time?
That was the first time I've seen her there.
Right. Okay, hold on, back up. How'd you pick her up?
I just started talking to her, and I was like, hey, what are you doing later tonight?
What'd she say?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. I'm like, you gonna come over and watch a movie?
You bareback these girls?
Well, obviously the one he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it. Rubbers suck.
They're in birth control.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, like, if I was a girl and she says you got to wear a rubber, I'd be like, hey, man, we ain't fucking.
Mm-hmm. Go home.
Listen, I get my blood tested every 120 days, which, by the way, Blitz, I really do.
I know.
And I'm clean as fuck. I'm going to fucking too. Pimples up in this bitch or no nope. Fucking herpes or nothing like that. I got crabs once in 86.
You bleached them right off.
Got this fucking delicious cake, though.
Mm-hmm. Listen, ma'am.
Wow.
I know where the...
How does it taste?
Good as absolute fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
All right, so what did you say? So, girl at lunch yesterday, was she working there or you saw her there?
She was working. She's my waitress.
All right. You picked up the phone number, right?
Oh, yeah.
She comes over and fucked.
Correct.
Now, what about the new one at the bounce house?
Oh, okay. Well, so we're hanging out, and she sends me this text saying, I took a pregnancy test, and I'm knocked up.
The bounce house girl?
Yeah.
Wait, when did you fuck her?
On the bounce house?
About a month ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Now, what was the first things that you said, fucking Scoop?
I'm like, well, we need to set up a doctor's appointment and see how far along you are.
Oh,
because I'm pretty good at math.
I'm going to get rid of that shit.
Yeah, that's not the text I would have sent.
Got to go to the Hoover store.
New phone, who dis?
Got to go to the fucking Hoover store. Get that motherfucker sucked out.
Yeah,
make coat hanger for.
No.
Exactly.
Shot back.
No.
lives don't matter.
Scooter. Scooter. Now,
yeah.
Do you want this kid or?
Well, actually, it's not my kid.
Oh, it ain't?
How do you know?
How do you know?
I did some math.
Well, when you're 2 months along and you've been fucking for a month, you know, numbers don't add up.
Would you tell her that?
You better hope that fucking doctor's right.
Yeah, and I'm like, no shit. I was like, all right, well, have fun with your ex, I guess. See ya.
Oh, shit. My plate's hitting a bunch of buttons. Now, did she say? Did she say who the kid? Did she say who it might be, Scooter?
Yeah, the guy she was seeing before me.
Like, now,
before.
Are you relieved?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got fucked.
You got fucked and you had no kids.
Sounds like a win-win.
That sounds like a good weekend. I got fucked and I got no kids.
Mm-hmm.
No more kids. Now, what about the waitress?
But I don't know. I might see her again tonight.
No. You text her or you call her?
Oh, I'll text her. I think she's working right now anyway.
And what would the text say, Scoot, about fucking?
Oh, no. It'd be like, hey, you want to come back over? You want me to come to your place?
Did she lick your balls?
Ew!
Not yet.
Oh, that's nice. The ball licking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ball guzzling.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Mm. You did?
Yeah, in my head.
For a girl that didn't guzzle balls, that came off the tongue pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like when it comes off the tongue quickly.
Ew. Okay, you just dand yourself.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
I got a fucking sugar coma going on.
So do I. I went to the gym today, but I just completely wiped it out with all this.
Carbio.
Carbio.
Now,
yeah.
What about the Dollar General bitch?
He's been working out for 3 years. That's lots of fat.
I'll talk to her here and there.
Not you. It's Pamela.
You look good, Bubba. You look good.
Most muscular.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Scooter.
There. Yeah.
Man, it seems like it's real easy to get pussy where you live. What subdivision you live in?
I don't really live in a subdivision. Well, somewhat, but not really.
I mean,
kind of is.
It sounds like, you know, all these girls Polk County?
No, this is all Hillsborough, buddy.
Mm. Oh, Hillsborough.
No, Plant City's in Hillsborough.
Plant City.
Yeah.
Oh, Plant City's in Hillsborough?
Yeah, it is. Just barely, but yes, it is.
Hey, yeah. I've fucked two girls.
I thought it was in Pasco.
Hold on, Scooter. I've fucked two girls from Plant City. Plant City girls like to fuck. They really do.
Yes, they do.
They normally like to lick balls.
Guzzle, please.
Oh, they do other things, too.
Like what?
Greek.
Yep.
Hold on.
Greek
Plant
girls?
City girls like it in the
yes,
butt.
Anna. Yes, they like Greek.
Ain't off a lot. Oh, I know now.
Ain't off a lot.
You already got the fucking tzatziki sauce going on?
Yeah.
Do they offer anal, or do you got to coerce them into it?
No, offer.
Bubba.
It's Cosby them, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, like, are you fucking? They go.
You got to give them a Valium first to fucking loosen them up?
No,
it's usually tequila.
Well, I think Butch has given all the straight secrets away.
Oh, sorry.
Subconsciously. Now, so you're blasted, and then they go, hey, Scooter, if you want to put it in my ass, go ahead.
Pretty much.
Really?
Do they request it, or do you?
Them.
Really? Okay, interesting.
Show me how it goes, Scooter.
Yeah, show me. Show on Bubba's body.
Tell me.
Well, usually, you know, we're getting down to business, doing our thing, and she's like, hey, you want to fuck me in the ass?
No.
Sure do.
Here it is. Here's my poop shoot.
Sure do.
Do you make sure that you didn't have tacos right beforehand? Does that factor into the equation?
Yeah, that's what they make water for.
Yeah.
What?
They make
the shower.
But you don't want a Madeira Beach situation.
No.
You've heard Bubba talk about that fucking nightmare.
They sell sheets at the Dollar General now.
Yeah.
He's got a hookup.
Washing machines aren't that expensive.
No.
That's what they invented water for.
Yeah.
Just to wipe the poop off your dick.
That's why God invented water to wash off your poopy dick.
Yeah. That was the only reason. When God was making water, he's like, I'm not going to use this for anything other than to wash the shit off your dick. It's not good for fish. It's not good to float around in. It's not good for nothing other than to wipe your dick off.
That's just a happy accident. It was really to just clean the shit off your dick.
Yep. I bet you God was a filthy... I mean, just think about it. If everything
well, he fucked Mary when she was 13 and got her pregnant.
Well, hold on now.
Oh, sorry.
If everything I can think of, God put in my brain, because God, I'm a child of God.
Of course.
And I can think about some real fucked up shit, then who invented me? God?
Yeah, God's a nasty
then
filthy.
Then it's him. On mm-hmm. you, God.
Dirty, filthy.
So,
nasty.
Scooter.
Yep.
You think Bubba the Love Sponge still got some star power over there in Plant City?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like, if you and I were hanging out at, where would we, if I came over on a Friday night, Scooter, where would you take me?
Dallas Bowl?
No, that's, no, hell no, not Dallas Bowl.
I don't know. I don't know.
What the hell? There's
Brandon. The world goes that fucking
the Strawberry Festival.
Shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
By the way, Heisenberg 727 said, remember when Bubba was pretending to go to the gym and on a diet?
Yeah.
Listen, here's the way I figure, Blitz, okay? I know it's not the right figuring, but... I probably am not going to eat till 2 o'clock. I'm not going to have any lunch.
Intermittent fasting.
And I'm not going to eat till 2 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock, I'll have like a chicken breast or a hamburger patty.
Bingo.
And then I'm done. Yes, I had probably 1,400 of my fucking calories just now.
Right.
But fuck it.
But I really enjoyed watching. Thank you so much.
And your pussy's wet.
So wet.
Whoa. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Again, God made me. Blame him. So, Scooter, if I was going to come over and say, Scooter, I'm going to be over at 8 o'clock on Friday night. Where are we going?
Big Dog's Patio.
A Big Dog's Patio. And so we roll up in there, Big Dog's Patio. We get like a table, me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like what's going on there at the Big Dog Patio? Like, is there some fucking some girls with some cowboy boots?
It just depends.
They got diapers on?
What do you mean?
Hold on. Big Dog's Patio is right next to Anna's Silver Dollar Saloon.
For real.
My Silver Dollar Saloon?
Yes.
So now, where's the place to pick up the bitches that like to fuck in Plant City?
Usually Big Dogs. I don't really step foot in Silver Dollar.
No, well, who would?
A firehouse right down the road.
Firehouse, like a Firehouse Subs place?
No, it's like another. It's a brand new bar they opened up.
Oh, okay.
Next to Tacos Peaky.
And they got like a
that place, that's pretty good.
They got a country and western bar, like, you know, where they got a Dallas Bowl and stuff like that.
Used to back in the day, but that place goes down.
Mm-hmm. So where you and I are up there at Big Dogs, right? You know, got us some wings, maybe a couple Miller Lights, you know, playing a role. Now, am I going to be able in my basketball shorts and my Bub Army t-shirt?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I wear sleeveless fucking shirts in there all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, what's going to happen? Like, you know, we're going to get out, there's a celebrity in the house or something?
Oh, it could happen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that go there that know who you are.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we want. And then, you know, now are you going to run the game for me, or I got to run my own game?
It's not hard.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Then you guys can go to Showgirls.
Scooter, plus I got a vasectomy, so I'm not getting no fucking call
from a
bitch.
Yeah, you can blast right in them.
I'm not getting a call from a bitch that I got her knocked, because I'm like, my shit's fucking been cut since 2003.
Yeah.
Well, thank God, Scooter, you didn't get the girl pregnant. Thank God. Do they got a VIP room at Big Dogs? I'm going to have to need that with full security.
No. It's just a little hole in the wall bar.
Blitz, we need to open up a bar called Crick City.
Hell yeah. I love that. Great idea.
I love crickets.
Chirp, chirp.
Blitz, I think you know where I got crickets from? Coco.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Coco's the one that came up with the word cricket for
girls.
Didn't
you say there was a lot of things?
Oh, McGillicuddy and stuff? Coco is a man. I got to call him up. Think about having 25 on in a on a podcast in a few weeks. Hey, Blitz, you knew who got a hold of me yesterday? Opie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, hey, will you do my live show? I'll do yours. I'm like, yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm like, yeah. So he wants to, you know, do something.
Good.
Hey, I got to take a shit.
Oh, no.
I'm going to try to make it a little bit longer. I mean, these shows can be, you know, 30 minutes, 50 minutes, hour 10, whatever. Hey, Scooter, you know, I love the fuck out of you as much as you represent Bubba Army. You always got your hat on. I mean,
you're fucking sleeveless shirts on.
And then the bitches that you're fucking, you get them to be Bubba Army. I love you, buddy.
Bubba Army flag.
Spread the word.
He's got a Bubba Army flag in front of his house.
And I know he's a qualifier for the... I know he's, Blitz, he's ring qualifier, is he not? Scooter 385? Scooter 385, you know your amount. Are you close to ring status?
Hopefully so.
Hopefully. Blitz will get on it. Blitz, if you're qualified, Blitz will find you out. By the way, these are the 2 months that people got to start pressing because you got to have your shit in by October 1. That's probably why July and August is always so good.
Have you gotten any designs back from the
Yeah, I got one I didn't like yesterday.
I'll show it to you. Yeah.
I'm designing the ring right now. So, Scooter.
You.
I love you, buddy. I love that you rep me, kid. And, you know, let's go get some pussy one night together.
Yeah, go fuck some
No problem.
I mean, I got a little bit higher standards than you do. I don't know if I would have fucked the Dollar General girl.
What about that last cricket that we just got a picture of today? You would have fucked her.
The first one, not to
say. Oh, well, the Dollar General girl, man, I was drunk as shit.
Yeah. Out of the latest ones, oh, fuck. Guess who just sent me a picture with his Lummox Investigate shirt on?
Ty J.
Cooler than that.
Deion Sanders.
Not quite that cool.
President Obama.
The most famous man from Columbus, Indiana.
Sumo.
Fucking Troy Tabata, Sumo.
Woo!
Got his Lummy Investigate shirt on. By the way, he's on a big-time diet. He's lost a ton of weight.
What's a ton of weight?
Sumo has a lot. He looks great.
What's he doing?
Awesome.
I think he's got a crick.
Oh, he's doing the cricket diet?
I think he's got a full-time crick that takes him around the farm like 20 times a day.
Holy shit. What's up? Well, that'll do it.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about his caper he's got going on right now, but
that's a lot of fucking calories every time you fuck.
He's got a Columbus cricket caper that's running wild right now. So anyway, Scooter, love you, buddy. Hey.
Yeah, man.
Have you ordered your new Air Bubba shirt yet, bitch?
Not yet.
Well, goddamn. Get on it.
Well, goddamn.
Oh, no shit. I got a mortgage to pay, buddy.
Well, and bitches to fuck. But still, $24.99 on a fucking shirt won't kill you, kid. Please.
I know. I just ain't got there yet.
Please,
wait
till
payday.
All right, Scooter. We love you, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
Bye now.
Thank God Scooter ain't got no bitches,
bro. Scoot, scoot, motherfucker.
That's what I'd be telling her. Scoot, scoot. On the false alarm.
Yeah.
Well, you should still call her for the next 5-6 months.
That first chick that
he should start fertilizing now. I mean, once a girl's pregnant, you can't get her more. Like, it can't be
right.
You can't turn into your kid, can you?
No, it doesn't work like that.
You know what, Blitz? I think
Mommy's been trying.
Blitz, I think I turned.
That's why he keeps fertilizing his kid.
Blitz has been trying to. I mean, I'm sorry. Lummy has been trying to turn Pitbull's kid into his, but he just can't quite do it. I think that cake made me sick.
No.
I tell you what, it's like it's got me fucking like regurge like a mother effer.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm feeling sick.
Yeah.
Like I'm feeling sick.
No. I'm not kidding. Like I've been turning the mic off and having to like clear my throat. I just had a tiny piece.
Yeah,
hold
on. And hold on, motherfucker.
You had just
a tiny piece. Did you see the fucking slab that you gave me, kid?
Yeah.
That's Did you hear what he said to you?
I go,
what?
That's too much. You go, you'll eat it.
What do you think you would? You will.
Now I feel like I got to poop and puke.
Well, I'm with you, Bubba.
By the way, go
she
join.
She might have fucking tainted that cake. I saw her fucking with it yesterday or the day before.
I'm not fucking with it. I'm just
Can we throw it away?
It. No!
It's no good anymore.
No!
No, Blitz.
It's ice cream. How did it go bad?
I think it's borderline going bad.
Well, you're not supposed to eat it for the minute.
God damn. I'm fucking dying. I got to poop. We got to pull the nose up on July, too, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, we do.
God damn. There ain't going to be no employee bonuses. None. Blitz saw that. By the way, everybody's got an employee bonus. I processed them all.
Thank you so much.
I told
on this
everyone.
Next paycheck, but
I told them.
I guarantee you we're not going to get a fucking July looking
bubble,
like shit.
We can do it. We're going to have a bubble 199.
And did you know August was our best month in the history of months? I don't know how. I don't know what.
Last August.
I don't know if that's when Country Girl started going fucking crazy last year or no. Or Big Phildo started going fucking crazy. Something happened. Fucking numbers are huge. Please, please.
Huge, Caroline.
Hello?
Hey, what's up,
Brandon?
Hi, Brandon the Quad.
So,
Brandon the Quad, I went down to Tate's Pizza, which, by the way, Blitz, we've got to do a little get-together down there one of those
You know,
days.
I've never been there.
I'm going to tell you something.
We mopeded by there.
It's the
coolest. We stopped by there on the mopeds, but we didn't go inside.
I go there a couple times a month to meet Tate. That place is a little neighborhood fucking bar.
It looks good. What, Brandon?
Are you choking yourself out, Brandon?
No, my mom thought I was talking to her.
What?
His mom thought he was talking to him.
My mom thought I was talking to her.
Tell her you're on the air.
I told her that.
So, Blitz, they're big. Dave Tate, the which is Mark Tate's younger brother, who runs the Tate family restaurant.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's a big NCAA wrestling guy, like a big guy. And Brandon the Quad is good friends with all the Iowa wrestlers, going back from, you know, to Dan Gable. And a lot of times.
Oh, shit. Dan Gable?
Yeah, one of the greatest of all fucking time. Oh,
Don't say anymore. Dan Gable.
Like, don't be a fucking smartass. He'll come whip your fucking ass. Four-time NCAA champion.
Is he a Hawkeye?
One
of the greatest collegiate wrestlers in the history of life. And he used to be a coach too, didn't he?
Well, yeah, for the University of Iowa. That's how we started our dynasty of championships.
Yeah, now, is he still the coach?
Tom Brands is.
So anyway, Brandon the Quad, it was at one time, you might still do it, he would lead the wrestlers, like, out to the tunnel. He was, like, their guy, you know? Dan Gable,
he's got the fucking Presidential Medal of Freedom.
He's got the fucking everything. He's Dan goddamn Gable. He could literally kill 85 people in Iowa and get away with it. He's the greatest of all. He's probably the most popular human being ever from
Iowa.
Oh, he's
not a Hawkeye. He's a Cyclone.
What? Oh, he's Iowa State?
Well, yes.
That's who he wrestled for, but then he came over and coached for us,
Dave fucking Tate's a huge NCAA guy, and Brandon the Quad too told Tate, I know Dan Gable, and Tate goes, no fucking way, I'm jacking off right now. And then Brandon the Quad sent him an autographed Dan Gable Iowa Hawkeye wrestling t-shirt, and he's got it displayed now on the bar.
Oh, nice.
So, and he said you guys were getting fucked up together, doing shots and shit.
Yeah, on his birthday.
Danny Mac Gable.
You sound a little down right now. What's wrong, buddy?
Well, I'm a little sick, but you
me too. I'm sick from a goddamn sugar fucking overdose.
Oof, are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Big arms 101, 1,000 bits.
Poison the fucking cake.
Yeah, poison it.
You remember what you told me my homework was? To ask my brother a question?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you'd fuck me.
Yeah, he said if the offer still stands.
You said what?
You got 6 grand?
Sweet.
You got 6 grand?
Hold on. Your brother wouldn't fuck Anna for free. That's being a little stiff.
You said yes.
No, Blitz said around. That.
Oh.
Anna needs 6 grand from him.
Oh.
Can get a wallet out of butthole.
Yeah. No. He's a good-looking kid. That's somebody you give some pussy to.
Yeah. No, he's very attractive.
Hey, so, Brandon the Quad, you need to tell your brother, listen, Anna's fucking ready to fuck. Hold on, everybody listen.
Fart.
Quiet! Not much.
Oh, no.
Woo!
When Bubba says be quiet and puts his microphone on his ass, you guys need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Anna, you fucking cunt.
Goddamn. Yeah.
I didn't say
it. You go to that fucking shut the fuck up place.
And Brandon,
shut the fuck up.
Stop regurging on your saliva when I'm getting ready to fucking shit my pants.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up for a little bit. I'm getting ready to put a nice little schmarker on.
Everybody's gonna shut the fuck up, school.
Jesus, Brandon, shut the fuck up. I was getting ready to shit my pants live on air because I listen. All of a sudden now, I feel sick from this fucking cake.
You ate all of it.
It's ridiculous.
Told you.
It's like the time Sumo ribbed me with a weed brownie. His fucking two girls came and made a read this most delicious brownie I've ever had in my entire fucking life. And
so
it was just
the whole batch.
Chock full of about 500 milligrams of fucking THC. And so I ate the absolute shit out
You're
of it.
Still high?
Ate the fuck out of it. So then it's 2 in the morning and I'm like, Sumo, because his house is so little, you can yell room to room. And he goes,
Juan Johnson.
I go, was that a weed brownie? And he goes, well, goddamn, no, it wasn't. And I go, well, then we're fucked. And he goes, why? I go, because if it was a weed brownie, I understand what I'm going through. But if it wasn't a weed brownie, then I'm really fucked. And he goes, well, goddamn, I don't know if it's a fucking weed brownie or not. Them fucking bitches made one up for you. You ate the fuck out of it. What do you think?
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm fighting monsters in a river right now. I can't keep my eye. Every time I close my eyes, I feel like I'm going to spin out on a roller coaster. I'm getting sick.
Is that how you feel right now?
Well, goddamn, that's how people feel when you eat the biggest goddamn THC brownie ever done seen in my life. Yeah, I think that that cake made me sick.
I'm sorry.
I gotta be honest. I kind of feel it too.
No, for real.
I'm serious.
She did something to it.
I didn't do anything.
Shut up, like throwing up.
Why do I gotta say shut up, bitch?
Because.
Yes, let me go.
Let me bow up.
Tell that bitch to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like all you've been doing is attacking
everyone. Let me bow up.
Tell her to shut the fuck up.
Tell her
to
shut the
fuck up.
Let me bow up.
I'm bowing up right now.
Like, give her the check. Like, fucking go. Like, get fucking mad.
Look at her. Look at her and tell her to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. I don't feel good. Yeah, because I feel like when I lift my arms, I'm going to throw up.
Me too. And I got an ingrown hair that turned into a pimple on my elbow.
I wonder why you've been messing with that.
Hurts like a motherfucker.
Can I pop it?
No, it's something.
Please?
No, it hurts.
You got a Band-Aid on or something?
Yeah.
Bubba, I'll get right in there.
No, Anna, it's not poppable.
You're just not trying hard
enough. In fact, it's getting better because I put Sylvadine on it. Mm. So anyway, Brandon, you know, when are you going to know about, you know, whether you're going to be here for the party or not?
Well, it's...
And if you don't make the party, we'll still get you a ring, okay, buddy?
Yeah. Well, we want to. It's just about my mom's steroids and all that. And
yeah.
Surgery
your mom's
and all
on.
That
st- your mom's like Blitz.
Yeah,
she's
like
on
all
steroids.
Of us, yeah.
Fucking jacked. All right, Brandon. I hate to be rude, but I don't feel good, Brandon.
Yeah, Anna fucking poisoned us with her ice cream cake.
I love you.
Remember that one time I brought that fruit thing over and made you sick?
That was her roommate that fucking poisoned us that time.
Yeah, jeez.
I wanted to fuck her until she did that, bitch.
Yeah.
Lummi had to eat that whole thing.
All right. Hey, days. We love you, buddy.
Maybe we should make Lummi eat the rest of that cake.
See you later.
Can I feed it to him?
That cake has gone bad. It's spoiled.
It's not going.
It's something. I feel like I could poop right now. Like as a matter of fact, when I get done with the show here, which is probably going to be reasonably soon, I'm going right to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And to poop.
It's going
to
fucking.
She probably used old ingredients.
No, it was probably good last Friday.
Papa, it was in the freezer.
As much as I'd like to say it goes bad, it doesn't. It's not bad.
It's not bad. You just ate all of it. You ate too much.
I didn't eat that much, and I feel sick.
I did abs like a motherfucker this morning, too. Might as well fucking cancel that out. Everything I did this morning, cancel.
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you, sweetie.
I feel like you're blaming me for this.
No, I'm the one that ate the shit. No, it's not your fucking fault.
Kind
just start
is.
Bringing good stuff around
actually,
here.
Actually, it's but technically Blitz's fault
Blitz,
because
you know
wanted
how much,
Cheez-Its and ketchup.
Yeah, Blitz, do you know how much better just one little bag of Cheez-Its with a small little tablespoon
I just wanted some
cups.
Popcorn.
You know how nice that would have... That really was... Nutritionally, that was not really that bad for me compared to what you just... I mean, that would probably be like 300 calories compared to 3,400.
But,
I
ate some as well, so...
Like,
that's
barely.
Because you wanted to sit up, you wanted to have us be miserable with you.
Blitz, I just didn't eat some. I ate some. I had a family
paid me money to get you to eat that cake.
I had a family of four portion, motherfucker.
Yeah, you did.
It's just too much sugar, that's
just,
all.
Yeah, it's like, you know, my body's a fuck. I got it so dialed in that sugar just fucks it up. Not.
By the way, she was laughing the whole time.
Oh, she loved it.
I loved
because
it.
Because she knew what she did to that.
I didn't do anything.
She even made me full screen it on you.
That is true.
I'm thinking about shaving off my goatee.
I thought you were going to dye it first.
I'm going to dye it.
I like it, but is it itchy or?
Yeah.
We're like.
And if you eat pussy, it gets in the way.
Oh, no.
Flavor saver.
No, see, I don't like that. See, I was like, ew. Yeah.
That's why you need to get that Pringle spray.
Man, how do you even, like, if you're talking to a radio consultant, be like, so what'd you talk about today? Well, on my show, we talked about getting this new spray for women's vaginas that tastes like Pringles.
And puffs it up.
And pumps it up.
Yeah.
And I got a real doctor that said it.
Nothing better than
well,
puffy pussy.
We're not really that interested.
Yeah, pump your puss.
Yeah.
We're not interested in that program.
Plump your puss.
We're not interested into pH and plumping your puss.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, here we go. Anna, you ready for this one?
Yeah, let's go.
New study finds out that 2/3 of the romantic couples start out as friends. Not me. I start out fucking, then we become friends.
Then you guys hate each other.
Yeah. Anna,
and she wipes your ass, then you break up.
No. Like, I don't start out. I don't know that I've ever fucked a girl where I was her friend first. Like, I had to put all this friend time in just to get to the fucking. If I can't get to the fucking, there ain't going to be no friending. Because why are we being their friends? We're only being their friends so we can fuck them.
Well, how long has...
Oh, my God, I've almost puked.
What? Oh, no. He is puking. Puke into the can. Let's hear the mic. Put the mic down there.
Oh, no.
Bubba, we can't show it. We can't show it on camera, but...
Bubba, let me come rub your back.
No.
Yeah, let me go rub his back.
Let me rub my fucking back.
Let me go rub his back.
Let me do not rub my back.
Let me go up there right now and rub his back.
Let me stay the fuck sitting.
I don't know who to listen to, Bubba.
I can tell you.
Well, I mean, always listen to Bubba.
I was in. But
I'm telling you, that's what he wants. He needs a back rub. He's just afraid to say.
I mean, I don't want your back rubbed. If I did, I'd want it rubbed. Shut the fuck up. Get returned. Why don't you go to that Palm Harbor school and shut the fuck up?
I know we all need to.
I if I had to be a girl's friend. Like, we're just going to be friends for like a year, and then we'll no.
Yeah, there's none of that.
What's the longest a girl's made you wait for sex? Like 10 minutes?
One date.
One date?
Yeah. One date.
And then you fucked her on the second?
Yeah, if
and
not,
that was like
if not we're wasting our time. We're wasting our time, because I want to fuck, and if you don't want to fuck, then I don't know why I'm even trying to hang out with you.
Right.
So if you want to fuck, and I want to fuck. Then let's fuck.
But you don't ever want to maybe be more than fuck buddies?
Yeah, sure.
Like forever friends?
Sure, we can do that. The fuck.
And hold hands and stuff?
Sure, we can hold hands.
Cuddle.
My hands get all fucking sweaty.
We can hold hands from about here to my truck.
But not outside.
If we were leaving the mall after we went by
the
through,
mall.
If we were leaving... Like
the
a
food
rest.
Court.
If we're leaving, let's just be honest. Where the hell I'm going to be? When we're leaving Longhorn Steakhouse,
yeah, there you go.
I'll hold your hand from the door
after I get my mint. After I get my free mint.
After I get my mint and I get my toothpick and after I get my free mint and my toothpick. You know, and I'm a little bit fucking, a little bit blowed out usually too on that. Like I'm like, and by the way, I'll make her have to carry the carry out too.
Yeah.
Like she has to carry the carry out.
Right.
Who's getting a carry out? Not you.
Oh no. When I go to Lone Star, when I go to Longhorn, I get
to,
hold on. This might
now be quiet. No, everyone be quiet.
I lost it.
Oh no.
Because it was right there between being a fart and a shit.
It was around the precipice. It was around the precipice.
I had to suck it back in. So
it's gonna get absorbed.
Anytime I go to Longhorn, I get the fucking Parmesan encrusted chicken. It is to absolutely.
Not last time you didn't.
Last time I didn't, but it's to fucking. Time Blitz, I was big spender.
I
did surf and turf.
Oh shit!
Because I had a fucking card.
Now what about the chicks?
Hey, has anybody been going to my Fetch app?
I have.
The chick that you're normally with, like not normally.
Which one?
Like, no, I'm just saying generally, like when you're with a chick, normally like they won't eat their whole meal, right?
No.
They're 108 pounds with double T's.
I know. You get their leftovers.
It's a 32.
By the way, I love leftovers.
I do too.
Some people don't like leftovers. Like
They're called fucking weird.
Like sumo? Like, goddamn, I hate leftovers. I'm like, sumo, I could live.
I know people who will never, ever eat. Like, they will throw that shit away and never eat it.
I could literally, I'm telling you right now.
Refrigerated.
I'm telling you right now. I could be sumo's roommate and just live on his leftovers.
Yeah.
Does he have a lot of leftovers?
No, but like when he goes out to eat almost every meal because he's fucking loaded, and he always has a little bit of leftovers.
I get you.
How many meals does he order normally?
I don't know how many he orders, but he's the richest guy, so he pays for everybody's.
Okay.
Wow. Like, you know, Shane and High James and me and all the fucking, pork chop, all the fucking hanger-oners of the sumo army, we're all there fucking waiting for him to pick up the tab.
You guys just
forgive me for not remembering, or maybe you never told me, is he a friend from childhood or?
Sumo?
Yeah.
No, I met him. In 2002 with Tony Stewart.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know that.
So I met him and Tony the same time.
That's right.
And then we've all been just... Actually, Tony and I aren't as close as Sumo and I.
Right.
Like, Tony's my friend, but Sumo's like Larry, like up there with Larry Plummer and Denzel and Blitz and fucking Fabrizi and Jimmy and Clevis.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who my fucking very best friends are.
Larry Plummer.
Larry Plummer's number one. Like, I'm sorry for everybody else that's mad about it, but Larry fucking Plummer's
nobody
number
should,
one.
I mean, there should be nobody that's mad about that.
No, Larry Plummer's number one with a bullet, fucking hands down, my best friend ever in life until the day I die.
Yeah.
In fact, Blitz, Larry Plummer is such my best friend. You know his wife's a little older, right?
I do.
So I've already been trying to convince Larry that when she takes a lick, he comes and moves in with me and be my roommate.
I know.
Because he'll be retired from the city by then, and he'll be loaded. And get him down here to help me fucking start paying some shit.
Yeah, that's what friends do.
That or I'm moving up there and going to live there with him. I just want to grow old with Larry.
Oh, that's the most romantic thing you've ever said.
And Sumo. If it could be me, Sumo, and Larry. Larry's a little more uptight than me and Sumo, though. Larry doesn't run quite as hard as me and Sumo does.
Right.
Larry's a little bit of fuck. He's a little uptight. We're going to have to, me and Sumo are going to have to work on him. Get him fucking less uptight.
You think you'll be able to do that eventually?
Yeah. No. I mean, yes, eventually. Denzel's uptight, too.
Is he?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Hold on. I might have one.
Okay, before.
That was a bullfrog in a fucking chokehold.
You can barely hear it.
All right, I think I've done enough today.
You get a shit in the microphone next time.
Yeah, listen, two farts. Third one's always a shit.
Yeah.
Third one's always a shit.
Never a third time's a charm. Third time's a shit.
By the way, today at noon, Blitz has got Pop Rock and a Puss.
I do.
On our OnlyFans.
What is my life?
Anna, you know what? And people don't even know how fucking weird, like, how cool but bizarre.
People ask me how my day was. I'm like, well, my boss was shit in the mic, and there's Pop Rock.
Has he had any new inventions he's talked about lately?
Oh yeah, you know, today on his OnlyFans, he put Pop Rocks in a girl's vagina with Coca-Cola and exploded her sniz.
That was after he almost shit on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. He talked about his new invention that makes a pussy
taste
like Fritos and puffs them up.
Yeah, his new invention, fucking Frito pussy spray. Frito PH fucking plump up pussy spray with a Dr. Dan approval kicker. Lummy's just over there. I don't even know what the fuck Lummy's doing. He just looks at
fingers.
Lummy looks like he's in an insane asylum and he just stares at a fucking computer screen all day with his mouth open.
And he's about to have a kid.
I was making my notes. I got your perfect woman. I got some of your friends.
My best friend in the whole wide world, Larry Plummer.
But I got your girl. 5'4", 108, size D, nice ass, Mika Kelly face.
Wait, hold on.
One sleeve tattoo, 32 Ds, okay. Big nips, light eyes, brunette.
One sleeve.
It goes to Publix with no bra on.
One sleeve, Willie.
Hold on.
Would you want your fucking robot bitch to go to Publix?
Zucchini, chirp, no fucks, and van.
Brunette.
Wait, what?
Bob Army Brad, 1,000 bits. That's what he said. He said the MILF in the zucchini aisle that he's going to take out to the minivan and fuck her.
Oh.
Hold on.
Said that when Jay was here.
I remember that.
I don't remember that.
Was that like a hot mic or something?
No, that was when he was talking about being too honest with your significant other.
Oh, Lon Johnson. Blitz.
What?
Do you want... I would hold this girl's hand. I'd actually tell this girl I loved her.
Who?
Uh-oh.
Look at this girl right here.
Who is she?
I don't know.
You found her on Pinterest?
I'll tell you what she is. She's the hotness on Chiz. On Chive. Lummy. Look. Blitz, you can show that, Blitz, right there.
Okay.
Please. Look at that. Are you fucking kidding me?
What's her numbers?
I don't know what her numbers is. Her numbers are stay away from me,
Gramps. What's her name?
Her numbers are don't call me, Gramps.
Oh.
All right, Blitz, take it off
the
screen.
It's off,
All right. I'm gonna go to some more.
This is
the girl that I want to see at Publix.
Oh, you got to log into fucking Pinterest?
Yeah, fucking Pinterest. Is even a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Blitz, are there some... okay, I've lost it. I fucking came in my pants.
Is that in the front or the back?
I don't know, but fuck it.
Ew.
I have to poop and fart.
And you just came in your pants?
And I just came.
What'd you search just now, by the way?
Oh, Lon Johnson.
Yeah.
Anna, is that not attractive?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
I mean, Anna.
Yeah.
That's fucking hot.
Yeah, it is.
For a bitch.
As opposed to a bitch.
You wouldn't hold her hand, though.
That's a little bit much up
that
top.
That is way much.
That's too much for me.
Yeah.
That's too much? That's too much.
She's going to fall over.
Fuck, Daddy's got a boner. God, hold on. I kind of like this chick a little bit.
I don't like that tattoo at all. I mean,
fuck no, that is disgusting.
She's, you know, she met her in Pinellas Park, Lummy, and if you can hold
that's
on to that,
Kansas City,
that's Kansas City right there.
Oh, now this, now hold on, this is very attractive. Don't you
barely
think that's,
see your face.
But don't you think that very Cher-like?
If I could turn back time. From what I can tell, she looks okay.
She's got a nice butt.
All right, hold on.
Little butt.
Come right here. You know I like little butts, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh. You know, she's
that's
beautiful.
Kate, what's
Winslet.
Her name?
Winslet.
No, not Kate Winslet. Oh, yeah.
Wait, Princess.
Middleton.
Upton. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Kate Upton.
Stop! What's her fucking
Kate,
name?
Yeah, Kate Jumpton.
Kate Jumpton?
Yeah. She's the she's Kate the queen Middleton. Of England.
She's like a princess.
Yeah,
a
princess of
princess
Ireland.
Leia.
Yeah. That's Kate McGill.
Holmes.
McGill.
Kate. Oh. Oh, look at that. That's hot.
Yeah.
Have I told any of you that I'm on the verge of shitting my pants?
Not yet.
We're waiting for you to poop into the microphone.
Good content. Oh, that's Emily Ratajkowski, right? Right above it?
No, it's Emily Ratajkowski.
Shut the fuck up.
What? What the fuck?
Like, are you high?
I'm high on something right now.
People think we went outside and all got high.
Yeah, I know. We just ate her fucking cake.
Hey, listen, Blitz, you can tell. I can attest. I've not left the studio.
I know.
I don't think I've left all day today, have I?
I've seen a few people in the chat say Anna and Blitz went out and got high.
No.
And we didn't.
Well, here's the deal.
You guys y'all got sugar high.
Here's the official ruling. So who cares?
Well, no, you. Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to that. We just didn't.
I'm just saying, like, big. Maybe you can't go to where you work, you fucking loser, and go out and get high.
Oh, I don't think they were saying it in a bad way. They were just,
I was trying to be combative about it.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, they weren't. But they just thought that because we were laughing so much.
Yeah. Well.
Oh. There
oh,
you
there
go.
Now. See, there is that's fucking crispy all day. Warm it up, crispy. I'm about to. All right, well.
It's a good chick I met this weekend.
What did you search?
Oh, did you fuck this weekend?
No.
You lie. The way you saw, I mean, I've known you for fucking, oh my God, Lummy, look at that. Blitz, you lie. You lie.
No, I'm not lying.
You fucked this weekend.
No, I didn't.
Did you fool around? Did you get head?
No.
So nothing. We're just guy talking. That's the way guys talk. Lummy
was fertilizing.
But you didn't fuck this weekend?
Nope.
You liar. Monday you came in really ungummed, really free, and liberated.
I mean, I had a good weekend, but I didn't fuck.
Well, look how pretty
like
she is. Oh, yeah. What, you want me to buy you two? There you go, baby.
What the fuck?
That's the poop talking.
Right here. This right here, Anna, is what you need, right?
That would
the
look
yellow.
Good on Anna. That would look good on Anna.
This would look good. Anna.
Yeah, it's a dark yellow.
Yeah, look, Anna.
It would accentuate the skin tone.
Yeah, because you do have pretty skin.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You got pretty skin.
It would look good cut up on a lamp or something.
Yeah, wasn't that what his name said?
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's why I said that.
Or it gets the hose again.
Ew. Ew.
I feel really sick.
Come on.
Oh, now see, you can, Blitz, I'll tell you if you can show this or not. Hold on, stand by. Oh, no. Well, it says it's the hottest sleeved up girls.
Gross.
10 super hot inked brunettes. Fuck yeah. How do I go to page 2 on this one?
Is there a next button?
It looks like comments.
What?
It doesn't look like there's any pictures.
10 super hot inked up brunettes. That's right where I need to be. Hold on, let me see tattoo article. Yeah, fuck this. I'm thinking.
Like what's that change where you've been into sleeves lately?
I don't know. It can only be one sleeve. It can only be one.
No,
oh,
I know, but
Blitz.
You were never into that at all.
Look
and now
at this, Blitz. This is Mrs. Blitz all day.
Maybe.
What do you mean?
She's really hot.
How the fuck can you find anything wrong with
FYI,
her?
FYI, on my screen, she's like about 1 inch by 1 inch, so
right.
I can barely see her.
Because you're trying to cover your ass right now because you're Johnny Negative out of the shoot, when realistically,
well, no,
that is abso-fucking-lutely what you need to be valved up on this weekend, bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just really, I don't know. I don't know why I got into sleeves. I'm also into chicks that wear like fucking sweaters like that, too.
Okay.
Right there. That's what I'm.
Sleeves and sweaters.
I'm into chicks that like they breathe and shit.
I'm into chicks that breathe and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
But you were never tattoo guy, and now you're wanting a fucking sleeve?
Look at that. Anna, is that not beautiful?
She's very attractive.
Can't really tell.
It's hard to tell. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. All right, I'm out of here. Mostly not because I don't want to continue to entertain you fine people. Well, you know why? I want to be honest with you. We didn't hit 1,000, so fuck off.
Oh, no.
952.
Even though you farted in the mic.
Like right now, if I was to look up there and there would be just a smidge over a G-ball, you know, a caviar taco. God bless his little soul. Caviar, when are we going to talk about that one little project you said? You kind of wetted my beak and then you left me, kid. But if I looked up there and there was like 1,000, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. People want to keep hearing this. But
obviously they don't.
Well, there you go. Obviously.
No bits, no people.
No bits and no people. July is going to suck. In fact, I'm going to have to ask you guys to write me back an employee bonus.
A boss bonus?
Yeah, you're going to have to give back because we lost so fucking much. Sorry.
T-shirt Will, 1,000 bits.
Thank you, T-shirt Will. Get those.
Get the printing, motherfucker.
Get the Air Bubba's reorder, buddy.
Is this a new track?
I don't know.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. I gotta go poop.
Bye-bye.
Bits. The fuck? Where the fit? Hopefully Bubba 199 saves our ass. Bubba.